I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon. At the tone, Pacific Daylight Time will be...
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Roth.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanic.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Thursday. It is your sports bros back in the proverbial radio and podcast saddles here.
Yes.
So I'm Isaac. That's Sook.
Sada.
Memorial Day weekend. You know, there are people texting in, and I think they're joking because our listeners are smart and funny.
Sure.
And sarcastic. However, I know that this is a thing that people believe that you can't be in a drought because it's raining.
Ah, because it's raining here, therefore you're not in a drought?
That's a thing.
Have you seen any of the water levels in California or Las Vegas?
But it's raining.
Well, we in this area, I believe, are now at the lowest level of drought, which is still a drought, but like barely above.
Yeah,
the line
I think a drought just means you just have less than normal water.
But like 80% of the state and California and Nevada are all like dark red.
But yes. I'm just saying, just the idea that people believe that you can't be in a drought. Yeah. It's raining. You can't. That's where the whole "you can't fix stupid"
Rob,
line comes
we
from.
We have a member of Congress that believes that a Jewish space laser is lighting California on fire.
Do we know that's not true?
You know what? That's a valid point. I do not know. It's possible that George Soros is indeed in charge of a Jewish space laser that's looking to burn down California so that he can build whatever the hell he's building.
I always like the saying "you can't fix stupid." But you can numb it with a 2x4.
Oh.
I think that's a good line.
Kind of like that.
I don't know who to attribute that to. That was someone who is smart said that.
I appreciate it.
So anyway, I think those people texting in were just having a little fun, you know, making a little funny.
You never know.
But yeah, I'm afraid that's a thing. And it's just, you know.
People get very.
Here we are. By the way, somebody visited Shasta.
Yeah, and they said it was, well.
Said it was great.
No, he did not.
Yes, he said it was amazing, and you should go.
He said, his quote was.
Better than not
There's
going.
There's water, and it's better than not going. And that did not, that's not a ringing endorsement.
Well, but
somebody
there is.
Else texted in and said that they just got back from Shasta and had a houseboat.
That's what we were
that's
just talking
the
about.
Same guy.
Oh, it's the same guy. Okay.
And I was like.
Way to pay attention,
I was
Mike.
Like, was it nice? And he just said, there's water.
No.
And he said, it's better than not going, which, those things are not
Look,
cheap. And
there
that makes,
is water.
There is.
Which means you can have a boat, which means you can have a houseboat. You just have to put it
right in the middle and not go anywhere.
Yeah,
the
and you could probably walk out to it.
The whole fun of Lake Shasta is that they have all these different little channels and fingers that you can go back into and explore. And
it's beautiful there.
It's not so much fun if it's just you and 30 other boats in the middle of the water with nowhere to go.
Where's your whimsy?
Well, my whimsy is not driving 8 hours to go not move in my boat.
All right, we've got sports talk coming up. We'll finish our NFL Nutella. Talk a little bit about these early Pac-12 game times, TV times, you know. College football programs now hiring GMs.
Yeah. Well, that? Herm Edwards was years ahead of this, doing that whole professional model. He just screwed it up.
Coming up tonight in the club, the Great Resignation continues. The 10 highest median home prices in the United States.
Omaha, right?
No.
I did see, I think it was in Orange County, that they ticked over $1 million for the first time ever.
Average?
Uh-huh.
Average.
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 The average home price in Orange County, I want to say it was maybe a month ago I saw this.
Is $1 million?
Is over. Well, it's over. It's the first time it's ever happened.
Oh, dear.
So,
well, that'll probably be on our list then.
If you're looking to move to Orange County.
Why would you move there?
My guess is it's a great place to live if you got a bunch of dough.
Orange County?
No,
I don't think so. I think people that live in Orange County just all are from there, you know? That's not a great place to live, is it?
I couldn't tell you.
I can.
Never,
it's not.
Never lived.
Even though I'm asking the question, I'm...
You're just making...
I'm just going to make this
you're
declarative.
You're making a definitive statement of no.
So right now, the Hot 5 at 5.
Oh! Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
They had to be willing to go down.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Suit.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frostbrewed Coors Light.
John? What?
Number 5.
Alonzo Highsmith was the senior executive advisor to the GM of the Seahawks.
So... quite the title there.
But he is leaving. Well, he's been a longtime scout. You know, he was with John Schneider with the Packers for like 20 years. But he's leaving to be the GM of the Miami Hurricanes.
Who, well, that's where Alonzo Highsmith played.
Correct.
Was at the Miami Hurricanes.
Mario Cristobal's is bringing him in to oversee his program. So that's what we're getting now. We're getting college football program GMs.
Well, I mean, it kind of makes sense, right? I mean,
you got a conduit between the coach and the AD.
Well, and can we also say what this is really all about? You're a conduit between the AD, the coach, and the NIL and the collective and the boosters.
Yeah,
and
big business now.
This, yeah. I mean, if you want to compete in today's world of college football, you have to have a collective. You have to have the NIL guys. And I'm guessing that is not something, well, you can't have it be with the coaches, so you hire this guy and he just kind of works as an intermediary.
Number 4.
Roderick Robinson is a highly coveted 4-star running back from San Diego. He was considering Oregon and Auburn, among others, but he has chosen Chip Kelly and UCLA.
Hey, apparently Chip, who hates recruiting, I guess they got a little something going down there.
Do they?
I guess.
What does that mean?
I've just been seeing some stuff where there seems to be some buzz around UCLA, and there has not been in quite some time.
I think we're seeing UCLA in a lot more like top fours popping up, and that's probably the buzz you're talking about.
Ducks got some good news yesterday when 5-star running back Richard Young announced he'd visit this summer. He is the number 2 running back in the class of 2023, and he is a top 25 player overall.
Pay the man.
He is also, he has a kind of a bunch of scrubs in his top 7. Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oklahoma.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, why don't you pick some good schools?
Pretty weak.
Yeah, I'd say so.
And Kansas.
Well, come on. I wonder what Kansas's collective is.
Otto Porter is... A quick exit for the Ducks at the Pac-12 baseball tournament. They lost today 4-2 to Herm Edwards and Arizona State. Mm.
Boy, that Herm
did
Edwards.
You know Herm took over the baseball team too?
I didn't. He's going to run it into the ground like he did the football program?
Wow.
I didn't know Otto Porter played baseball either.
Beavers, they beat Washington 13-8 last night, and they are going to play Cal tonight. Washington is trying to stave off elimination by playing UCLA, and I was supposed to pull up these scores, but I haven't. So
the Beavs had a little bit of a slump at the end of the year, and they've plummeted all the way to like number 7 in the country.
What?
Yeah, but they did not win the regular season Pac-12 title.
Beavers. Who did?
I think Stanford did.
God, that damn Stanford.
It was Stanford.
They're really something.
Yeah, the Beavs had a little. I mean, for them, they just had a little bit of a slide, and the Pac-12 is good. A lot of good teams.
Oh, that game hasn't started yet. So there you go. Here's your hot Pac-12 baseball tournament update. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. You've got the Rangers, who have just taken a 2-1 lead on the Hurricanes. That series tied 2-2. The game is in the second period, as they say in hockey. Oilers Flames later.
That could be an elimination game. The Oilers, my Oilers, kicking the crap out of Mike's stupid Calgary Flames. Well, hockey, Mike.
It is an elimination game.
Well, no, because if Calgary wins, then it's not an elimination
game. Well, I think they call it an elimination game if one team can be eliminated, right?
I believe that is correct.
Oh. Yeah, it's an elimination game.
But only
doesn't mean you get eliminated.
Yes.
But the Oilers are up 3-1.
Yeah.
So there's a little hot hockey. You got 20 seconds. Give me something cool about hockey.
Something cool about hockey. We had a great comeback last night to stave off elimination with St. Louis and Colorado.
That Blues Avalanche game one of the best games I've seen in hockey playoffs in a while.
It's phenomenal. I know you don't care, but it
was. The Blues scored 3 goals in the third period, including one with 52 seconds to go to force overtime.
Crazy.
And then one, like, within a minute of OT.
Yeah. And before that, one of the best players in hockey put on an incredible display for Colorado. It just was a great game.
Addy.
Otto Porter's still out for the Warriors tonight as they host the Mavericks. It is game 5, West Finals. Golden State up 3-1. They are 8-0 thus far at home in the playoffs.
Yeah, look, Dallas shot the lights out in that game, and Golden State really didn't care. They were down by 20-plus, came back, made it a game, but that was like the one effort that Dallas had. This series is over. I got a little sawbuck on it. I think I got to lay 6.5. Yeah. But I think Dallas will roll over tonight, and Golden State will put them out of their misery.
I don't know. I think it might be a good game. But somebody texted in and said, Wilt Chamberlain, Otto Porter side-by-side. Google that.
I'm on my way.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. Not even mad.
If something creepy pops up, I'm going to be
uncomfortable. Well, no, it's just they look a lot alike.
I know. I was just...
Yeah. It's Wilt and Otto. They were a couple.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, look at that.
Boy, where did that come from?
Yeah, and that's not even one you see, like, when you look at Otto Porter, right?
No.
You don't just go, oh, he looks just like, well, you need a side-by-side to see it, but they look exactly alike.
It is spot on. Well, we know Wilt's got a lot of kids, so.
Oh.
Well, you're telling me with all that, Wilt didn't slip a couple past the goalie?
Well, of course he did.
He didn't go a couple top shelf?
What do they claim for Wilt's steed?
I don't know. See how many kids. I honestly don't know if
what's the official count.
I've never heard of any of his kids. Like, you just don't.
Yeah, it doesn't really.
He claimed to have slept with 20,000 women.
I shook his hand once.
Chamberlain, I did too, at an airport in Anchorage, Alaska. Chamberlain has maintained, or did until his death in 1999, that he never fathered a child.
Okay, so the official number is 0.
But a San Francisco man is claiming that he is the biological son of Wilt Chamberlain.
Only one?
At least only one has come forward.
That's amazing.
And this guy looks nothing like Wilt Chamberlain, but I don't know.
All right, just in time for the offseason, Pelicans say Zion Williamson cleared to play with no restriction.
Thank heavens.
I thought that was a weird story today. Like, they're not even playing.
Wait, what?
He's cleared. Well, of course. Cleared for what? He doesn't play. They don't start for several months.
He hasn't been doing anything, really. He's been cleared for basketball.
He's cleared to eat some more bags of donuts, I guess.
Right now feels like a great time to kick back and relax with an ice-cold Coors Light. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coming up next. Oh, I got to give you those early season Pac-12 tea times.
Got the kick times.
We got the tea times, and sports talk. 5:18 on the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Pac-12 came out today with a little bit of an announcement. They gave us they set the game times and TV times for the first 3 weeks and the Thursday and Friday matchups. So that's what we got.
Yeah, it's the NFL does this. They kind of leak the schedule out a little bit at a time.
So the Pac-12, nobody knows how to kick off the season like the Pac-12.
Oh, no. You get ready for this.
Because the first game they are putting on Thursday night, September 1st, they're putting it on the Pac-12 network.
Which, you know, when a game goes on the Pac-12 network, you buckle up. That's a must-watch game.
Are you ready for the game?
I'm ready.
It will be Northern Arizona and Arizona State.
Man, I can't wait. Oh, so, so good. Jeez.
Boy. So then TCU plays Colorado. Oh,
is there a more worthless thing than the Pac-12 network? I'm being serious.
No.
Like,
they should punt.
I mean, I get it. Like, if you're an Oregon State fan, you know, that's where you have to watch a lot of your games. But it's just bad. It's just such a useless thing.
What's the alternative if they get rid of the network for all those games that don't get on ESPN
and that's
Fox?
The thing is right now.
Well, it would have to be the new TV deal.
Yeah.
You'd have to wait.
We're just hoping that it gets better because they get no good games.
But none of the conference networks are good. The Big Ten network's not very good.
No, you're
right. The SEC network's not very good.
Well, okay, so based on that, there would seem to be a place for it's kind of confusing how the TV rights work, but, you know, you get choices.
Everyone gets picks.
So the Pac-12 has a deal with Fox and they have a deal with ESPN, so all the good games get picked off by them, and then everything else goes, you know, gets funneled down to the Pac-12 network. But there does seem to be a place for some good games, but they just don't get picked up by on the national stage.
Yeah.
For a lot of these conferences, including the Pac-12, right?
Yeah.
Like, so you're saying a new network should be born?
Well, I mean, I think
for
you're already
third tier games.
I think you're already starting to see it with like CBS Sportsnet or whatever that one is.
Yeah, there's you're starting.
Well, they do all the Mountain West games. Yeah. So that's their big TV partner. I think they do a little bit of a different conference as well.
Well, and you have like FS1.
Yeah, there's more.
You know,
starting to see more options, and I'm not certain that the Pac-12 network is going to be a thing.
But why we can't, well, I know why. I shouldn't say it this way, but we should have just an app that we can go to and stream any damn game we want to watch.
Well, it's like the MLB one has. Yeah, that's one of the best parts is the MLB.
Dude, they've been ahead of the curve on this, and they are ancient.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball.
You would think, because that's the game that everyone bitches and moans about that it's stuck in the past, but they have the best app. There's always a game going on, and you can go check out whatever you want, and you can get live updates.
You can get every game.
Yeah. And
every team.
And if you want like a...
Unless you're in their region and you're blacked out.
Yeah, then you're screwed. But if you want to see like Mike Trout bat, you can even like set alerts to like, oh, Mike Trout's up, and you can do, you know... It's just, it's the best one going out there, and it would be nice to see something like that start to emerge in the world of college football.
Yeah. Dare to dream. Okay, TCU, Colorado, ESPN the next night, Friday night. Whatever. Who's the new coach at TCU? Who'd they hire? Is that Sonny Dykes?
I think that might be Sonny Dykes.
That guy bounces around a lot.
Well, he's a good old boy. Good old boy. Yeah, it's Sonny Dykes.
Was there a worse fit than him at Cal?
No. That thing was so
bad. You remember
that? He started posturing like after year one to get for them to fire him so they could get his money. That you could not have had a worse fit. than Gobo Sonny Dykes out there at Cal. By the way, Sonny Dykes only 52.
Oh, wow.
Which he looks terrible.
Underrated coach, that guy. I think he's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so week one, Oregon will play Georgia. We already knew this one because ABC had, you know, they announced this a while ago. ESPN put that out.
Yep.
So it's going to be an ABC game at 12:30, which is cool.
And that's the bonus.
As it should be.
That's obviously the big one.
Oregon State's first game is against Boise State. That will be on ESPN at 7:30, but we already knew that. So nothing new there. Week two.
Although, you know, Beaver fan will be pissed because, again, it's a you get an ESPN slot, but you got a 7:30 kick.
Yeah, but you're on ESPN.
Yeah.
Beggars can't be choosers.
No, not
And I know
really.
Nobody likes those late games, but.
Yeah. Well, and I just,
they're great
feel,
for TV.
I just feel bad because Beaver fan, I feel like anytime there is a halfway decent game, it's always stuck.
Well, I'll tell you what.
In a 7:30 or even a later slot.
How about this? Win more games. You'll play at 12:30.
That
okay?
Tends,
that's the way it works.
That tends to be the deal.
Week two. This is September 10th.
Oh, you forget. You got Utah and Florida.
Also, by the way, it depends on the
team. We already knew that one, though.
Where the team you're playing is. You're playing Boise State, so both teams are out west. They're like, ah, whatever.
Yeah.
Just stick it.
Right. It's going to be late.
Yeah, week one, we already knew the – I mean, like, if you want the Pac-12 Network game, like, Washington State's first game is going to be on Pac-12 Network, but yeah. You probably already could guess that. That's an Idaho game.
Yeah.
Week two is Washington State at Wisconsin on Fox, 12:30. That'll be cool.
That's a good matchup.
See the Cougs.
Pac-12's got some good non-conference games this year lined up.
Wow. How about this? Portland State Washington game is on Pac-12 Now. Not even on the Pac-12 Network.
Really?
Really.
What is Pac-12 Now?
I'm guessing that's their app.
Is that just online?
Yeah. Sook didn't like it.
No.
Because Alabama State UCLA took that slot for the Pac-12 Network.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Whoops.
Arizona State is playing at Oklahoma State. Again, that's another one we already knew. ESPN 2, 4:30. But Oregon State's game at Fresno State, 7:30 kick again.
Yep.
And they will be on CBS Sportsnet.
And that goes back to you're getting more of these different channels from FS1 to CBS Sportsnet where you're getting these options. And the Beavs now with two games, at least this one's not home. At least this one you can just sit on your couch and watch. It's down in Fresno.
And the Beavers or the Ducks game against Eastern Washington will be a Pac-12 Network game in week two, and that one will kick off at 5:30.
Yeah.
Which is whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Week three, BYU Oregon, Fox, 12:30.
Thank you very much. I'll be going down to that one, and I appreciate that it's an early kick and get me home at a decent at a decent hour.
If you're going to the game, isn't 12:30 the best time slot?
Even if you're playing in a game, 12:30 is ideal. If in an ideal world, every meaningful game that I want to watch, 12:30. Put it right there in the middle of my day.
Colorado State, Washington State, Pac-12 Network at 2.
I might actually be halfway decent.
Oh, whoa. Cal goes to Notre Dame. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Wilcox.
But I told you, the Pac-12 actually has some good non-conference games. They got a sneaky good schedule.
So you'll be able to watch Cal that week three on NBC against Notre Dame, 11:30.
Notre Dame's supposed to be really good. They got a lot of preseason hypes. That could be a rough one for Cal and their new quarterback, what they got, the plumber kid.
So we knew Michigan State was going to Washington, ABC 4:30 on that week three. The Oregon State game against Montana State, they're playing that up here in Portland. That will be televised at 5 p.m. on the Pac-12 Network.
For a Beaver fan, one, you don't got to drive down to Corvallis, and you can get a little earlier kick time at 5 o'clock. Would you at all? I mean, it's Montana State. Would you be at all at least intrigued in going to check out some of that at Providence?
Yeah,
I like Providence Park
mildly.
I like going to the Timbers and Thorns games. That's a good environment. I'd be intrigued to see.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm okay with that.
I might. I don't know.
College football.
Yeah, I just wish it was like. I know Montana State, although Montana State for their level is a quality program.
It'll probably be a barn burner of a game.
Well, again, everyone's like, Montana State. But if I'm not mistaken, Montana State, I think they finished like third or fourth in the FCS last year. That might be better than you think. Yeah.
All right. So those are the first 3 weeks. They kind of set those up and then they give you Thursday and Friday as well. So just if you don't know, Washington's playing UCLA in week five. That is a Friday night game.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN late 7:30.
Yeah.
Week nine, Utah, Washington State up in Pullman is FS1 at 7 on that's a Thursday. The Beavs play on a Friday night this year.
That's UW, right?
Yep. They're playing up at Washington on ESPN2, another 7:30 kick on Friday, November 4th.
Will the Beavers play a game before 5 o'clock at any point this year?
Watch them put them at like 5 a.m.
They'll have like a 12:30 game on Pac-12 now. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. You can watch it early, but you can't really watch it. Yeah.
And then they announce when the Pac-12 championship game is going to be.
Yeah.
Which is Friday, December 2nd on Fox at 5.
And they got a couple of like the Territory Cup, Arizona State. That'll be 12 o'clock, FS1.
But they did not do, since it's a Saturday game, they did not give us the game time for the Civil War.
No.
Which is at Oregon State this year.
Yeah.
But they did for the Arizona State game because it's a Friday night game.
And it can be on like 9 different channels. ABC, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU.
Actually, it's not a Friday night game. It's a Friday day game because that's the day after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So that's what the Pac-12 announced today. A little hot football scheduling talk, tickle ya?
Yeah, look, I can't wait. I don't know if this necessarily.
Who wins the Pac-12? I'm gonna hit you with. It's a right cross right there.
It's gonna be.
Actually, it was a left cross.
I think it's. I know it's. It's just. It's a kind of a cop out. Everyone's like jockeying Utah. I think it's gonna be Oregon and USC in the Pac-12 title game.
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's. It's like,
all right. Fine. Give me a surprise team. Nope. I already know your surprise team. Washington State, right?
Washington State.
Yeah.
Give us your second surprise team.
Well, Utah wouldn't be a surprise team because people are picking UCLA.
Oh, you think they'll surprise?
I think UCLA. Everyone down there in the South, right? It's everyone's USC, and then there's like some, well, look out for Utah. Keep an eye on UCLA.
I will keep an eye.
They would be my surprise team in the South, and of course, Washington State would be a giant surprise.
Biggest bust.
Biggest bust?
Yep.
Boy,
USC in the running.
Yeah, it might be USC simply because the expectations are just so high.
Could be Oregon too.
Yeah.
The quarterback position.
Good point.
Well, I mean, good point. From a talent standpoint, those should be the two teams, but there are question marks obviously with USC on the defensive side of the ball, first year. And yeah, for all of the love that Oregon's getting, because from a talent standpoint, they're that much better than everyone else out North. Oregon has some giant question marks, including a brand new coach and a very young, unproven staff.
So we've already talked you out of Oregon USC.
I'm sticking Oregon USC because I believe talent wins out. And I am intrigued by UW because no one's talking about UW.
Yeah, no one is talking about them.
Because DeBoer really isn't, you know, he's not like the most engaging guy in the world. Everywhere that guy has gone, they score points. And I know, you know, UW has a great history of defense, and there's still some defensive talent on that side of the ball. I know all their coordinators gone, it's completely new staff. So I'm not certain how well that translates, but just keep an eye. DeBoer scores points.
He
won one of the best offenses when they were in Indiana. His teams at Fresno State, Oregon can attest to this, that Fresno State was a good football team, and you're not really hearing anything about Washington. I'm just intrigued. I'm intrigued by both Washington and Washington State this year.
NFL Nutella continues next. Here's Mike.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Chicken Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, I have some mild Trailblazers news. You want that?
Well, how mild? Like,
it's pretty mild.
Scale of like 1 to 5 spice level. We talking like a 2?
Yeah, it's probably a 2.
2, 2.5.
Blazers.
Woj broke the news, though. And he says, ESPN's NBA draft analyst Mike Schmitz is finalizing a deal to become an assistant GM with the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh, my God.
Becky, look at her butt.
A great third baseman.
Yeah. Hits for some power. Good glove.
Good mustache.
Yeah. We've heard his voice because during the draft, they do the Mike Schmitz draft analyst.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then they do his little read.
He will play, this according to Woj, he will play a significant role with new GM Joe Cronin in leading the Blazers' domestic and international scouting departments.
He doesn't look like a Mike Schmitz.
No, he's young and bro-y.
Yeah.
Which I like. I'm down with that. Nice beard, too.
Whenever I hear Schmitz, I just think of that old Saturday Night Live Schmitz Gay.
Yeah, Schmitz Gay.
The Schmitz Gay beer ad. That's all I think about. But no, I would not think that that's Mike Schmitz. But all right, go Mike Schmitz.
I think it's kind of cool that if you want to get into an NBA front office, that if you can just go out there and make somewhat of a name for yourself as like a NBA draft guy, then all of your scouting is out there for the teams to see. So if they're like, wow, this guy's a great scout. We had the same things with these players. Sure, let's hire him. So
John Hollinger parlayed his career into the front office in Memphis.
Yeah, Memphis.
Didn't work out so well, I don't think.
No, I don't think he's there anymore.
He's definitely not.
But he had the remember he's the one that developed like his his own like player efficiency ranking or whatever.
Yep.
What is John Hollinger doing now? He used to come on the program.
I don't know what he's doing.
I think he left the Grizzlies.
He's not in Memphis. No,
he works for the Athletic.
Oh. Back to the media.
Back to the media.
Okay. Well, I'm looking through the replies to this just to get some idea of what people are saying about Mike Schmitz.
People fired up about Mike Schmitz.
Oh my God.
Really?
Like Field Yates is in here, the better looking Dusty Hera.
Yeah.
He's from ESPN. He says, what an incredible hire. His passion shined through in all of his prospect analysis. The Blazers just got better. Congrats to Mike Schmitz.
Is there ever been someone that's been hired for one of these roles from ESPN or whatever where the colleagues are like, now this dumbass, let me tell you something.
It's yeah, like, a lot of people love this guy.
Well, like everyone loved, like Mike Mayock had this, Hollinger. Like, and these are like everyone universally praises them. And I'm not saying that Mike Schmitz won't be great. I don't know. Maybe
yes,
he is.
Yes, you are.
I am not. I'm just saying that I love it when anyone gets hired by the media, everyone's like, well, let me tell you, you got yourself a winner. It's like when you draft a quarterback. Well, we got our future quarterback. Do you?
Boy, though, Rop is not wrong. Like, not just ESPN people.
Over the moon.
All the media people are just, like, amazed and happy for this guy.
Here's another one. Wow, that's crazy. Just goes to show how far good and hard work can take you. Well, typo, but I think he's saying with the reps, reaping the
Who? What? Are you
Are you dying?
Well, no, it's just... it's
a stroke again.
It's poorly written.
Here's a good one. It's a no-brainer hire for the Blazers.
No-brainer.
Only was a question of when someone would hire Mike to a job like this, not if. He's the best. He's genuinely a terrific person who eats, lives, and breathes this thing.
He eats it.
I guess.
Yeah, they usually say lives and breathes, but eats?
Yeah, he does it all. He's biting kneecaps. He's the Dan Campbell of drafting.
Here's another one. Wow, good for Mike. He's going to kill it. Have long thought he, Draft Express, and Sam, some guy named Sam, are the three best in the business at covering the draft. Sad for us to lose Mike's coverage, but exciting opportunity for him.
All right, well, let's...
And here's another one, says, as they are sold and move to Seattle. That's not right.
No.
Bring back Chad Ford.
Are you just reading random tweets now?
Yeah.
These aren't from media members or anything. You're just reading random tweets.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find the...
Are you in the replies of the Woj tweet?
Yeah. Hoop Journal. Are you ready?
Just saying to myself, you know what I need? I need the reaction of the Hoop Journal.
Hoop Journal does a all caps. Wow. This is awesome. Very well deserved, Mike Schmitz.
Did we just get the greatest human being on the planet?
I think they did.
To be our assistant GM.
And by the way, it was a no-brainer. I've been saying this for years.
Yeah.
That they should hire Mike Schmitz and nobody would listen to me.
It's possible that we got a saint.
Until now.
We got a man of the Lord. We have a divine spiritual person now as the assistant GM.
Well, you know what this means. Blazers have to keep the seventh pick.
Oh, you got it.
Using his scouting prowess, they're going to get the best guy available.
He will find the greatest player known to man at number seven. LeBron James will be found at seven.
Here's one questioning the hire. This person says, is that a good hire?
Oh, that person's an idiot. What does he know?
Here's one that says, that's kind of rad.
Oh, kind of.
Another one says, holy, what a great hiring.
What?
I love Twitter. Actually, I hate it.
Does anyone know if that's a great hire?
So there you go. Mike Schmitz is the new assistant GM to Joe Cronin.
And let me say for the record, great hire.
With the Zers.
Great hire.
Great hire, even better person, right? Isn't that what we have to say?
That's what we got to say.
All right.
He loves his mom, his Nana.
Puts his nose to the grindstone.
Kids and dogs.
Works hard.
Yeah.
Eats it. Doesn't just live and breathe it.
He's already on a plane to Croatia to scout somebody.
Yeah. I was looking at his Twitter and it says something about the Ugandan national team.
What?
That's random. But
Someone's saying as long as they're gonna draft another tall white guy, you don't worry about that. That's coming. I hope he specializes in tall white guys.
Maybe that was the missing piece. Look, if we're going to draft all of these tall white guys, let's at least get the expert on tall white guys.
I did read.
And that is clearly Mike Schmitz.
I did read that Orlando is leaning towards the tall white guy for the number one overall pick.
Good. I think they should. That guy's awesome.
Yeah. Chet. At least that was the article I read the other day. Leaning towards Chet as the number one overall pick.
All right. Coming up next, we wrap up NFL Nutella, and then we move on to the club on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, I had two leftover stories in NFL Nutella, which we started way earlier in today's broadcast, but we've now been sidetracked.
It happens.
With assistant GM hirings. We asked Jason Quick to come on today, but he was like, yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I think he was intimidated by having to talk about Mike Schmitz.
I think maybe he had the news. He was sitting on the news.
Couldn't do it.
And he couldn't come on.
No. Blazers.
Because he knew. The Blazers were hiring Mike Schmidt. The second greatest third baseman of all time.
Behind Brooks Robinson?
George Brett.
Realistically, do you think Brett ranks?
First. Okay, so here is... I have two stories left. All right, these are quick hits on the NFL.
I'm busy Googling the all-time ranks of
Ricky Williams is no longer Ricky Williams.
He's not.
He changed his name. Our Ricky Williams, our buddy.
I love Ricky Williams. Don't tell me it's something dumb that has to do with weed.
He changed his name. You ready?
By the way, they got George Brett number 2 on ESPN.
He's number 1. Are you ready for his new name?
No, because I want to love Ricky Williams, and something tells me this is going to be something that I'm not going to be a fan of. But
his new name is Eric Myron.
Okay. Well, that's... something.
Changed his name to Eric Myron. Eric is his first name, or is his birth name.
Oh, really?
Yes. Myron is his wife's name. And he said he wanted a more balanced marriage. So.
Oh. So
I guess he took a relationship astrology class. Because, you know, that's a very Eric Myron thing to do.
That is a very Eric Myron thing to do.
And now he offers astrology readings on his website.
Oh, boy.
But his new name is Eric Myron.
Well, okay. I didn't know that. So is Ricky like his middle name?
I don't know that.
Yeah, he was born Eric Lynn Williams. So where did Ricky come from?
Run, Ricky, run. I don't know.
How did you get Ricky out of Eric Lynn?
He's been living a lie.
Well, Eric, Rick E, maybe, because isn't it E-R-R-I-C-K?
Oh,
yeah, well, it's E-R-R-I-C-K.
There you go.
Look at Mike coming through again today.
Mike, you are on fire between almost putting out Rob's eye with a paper airplane.
This guy here is amazing.
Now coming up with that.
NFL Power Rankings savant.
The audience loves it.
By the way, will anyone ever remember him as Eric Myron?
No, and I don't even think he's going to go by Eric Myron, like when he's in the media and stuff.
Yeah, like if you show up at a weed shop... Is anyone like, I'm here to eat or here to meet Eric Myron? I mean, someone may show up to eat him. I don't know. By the way, is his wife as hippy dippy as he is?
I don't know. I don't know.
I would assume so.
I don't know his wife. I just found out today Mike Tyson was married.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, he's been married for a long time.
Yeah, I didn't know that he was married. I never thought about it.
He's got a couple kids. He had a little daughter that passed away. Oh. She had an accident where the cord, I think, on their treadmill ended up like wrapping around her neck.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I think that's how she ended up passing away. It might have been some mini blinds or something, but it was a tragic thing with his little kid.
Charles Barkley also married.
That's the one that I...
We covered that recently.
Yeah, that I had a hard time wrapping my head around. And I guess they've been married forever, and she just is a... She just stays out of the spotlight.
And the final NFL Nutella story is that Dan Schneider of the Commanders, owners, I don't know what took them so long, but they are actually lining up and counting votes to potentially oust him from the NFL.
That's incorrect, because Roger Goodell said that he knew of no plans of the owners to kick out Dan Schneider.
So according to CBS Sports, it seems the clock is ticking on the future of Dan Schneider in the NFL.
Yeah.
Of course, he's been the centerpiece of the reports and allegations for months on end, including and not limited to the toxic culture, sexual harassment,
and
this kind of thing.
And more importantly, the only thing the owners care about, apparently he was keeping money from the owners.
Exactly. And now they're pissed.
But I have read multiple pieces saying that the reason why he hasn't been booted out, and some people think that he will not be booted out, is they're terrified of him.
Why?
They're terrified
he'll
dirty laundry it. There's this idea that if you do force him out, even if you have the votes, that they may have to weigh the consequences. That if you force him out and he has nothing to lose, and he's already basically a pariah and no one likes him.
Is he going to wind up dead?
Think about what he knows just from the emails alone with the John. If you think that John Gruden, those emails, remember, he was emailing the president of the Washington Commanders, and there were other people on those. I'll bet you that Dan Snyder knows where some bodies are buried. And if you force him out, he seems like the sort of dude that at that point will have nothing to lose. He'll make like $5 billion off the sale of Washington. And at that point, he's just a rich guy. And I think he'll take down anyone that he possibly can.
So according to CBS, they say they quoted an anonymous owner who said, if the financial improprieties happened, I think that's the nail in the coffin for Dan Schneider. And he said, we are counting votes.
Yeah.
Hey-o. Yeah. So you have to have 24 votes to kick him out.
I don't know. I know the NFL is terrified of any sort of lawsuit where there's discovery or anything where you have to see behind the curtain, and
might have to off him.
And look, if Dan Snyder falls down an elevator shaft, you know what the hell happened.
It wasn't Putin.
No, well, maybe it was. Putin's he's got connections. He's got a Super Bowl ring. It's got Robert Kraft's Super Bowl ring.
All right, the club is next. We'll get into some cool hot topics, okay? It's 5:58 on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.